It's not racist to control borders. Home Secretary vows to prevent illegals from claiming asylum in Britain. By Kurt Zindulka on October 4, 2022. Migrants that illegally cross the English Channel should be prevented by law from applying for asylum in the United Kingdom, said Home Secretary Suella Braverman, who slapped back at the left and rejected the idea that border control is racist. In a speech delivered before party members at the Conservative Party conference in Birmingham on Tuesday, the recently installed Home Secretary said that she will stand with the law-abiding majority, arguing for a return to common-sense policing and tackling crime rather than pronouns on Twitter. A crackdown on the guerrilla tactics of militant anarchists in left-wing groups such as Extinction Rebellion, and abandoning the politically correct motivations that allowed the scourge of grooming, child rape, gangs to prey upon young girls throughout the country. Braverman, who as Home Secretary is charged with border policy, went on to vow to crack down on illegal immigration, saying, "It's not racist for anyone, ethnic minority or otherwise, to want to control our borders. It's not bigoted to say that there are too many asylum seekers that are abusing the system. It's not xenophobic to say that mass and rapid migration places pressure on housing, public services and community relations. We have got to stop the boats crossing the channel," Braverman said, acknowledging, "This has gone on for far too long." While she admitted that there are no quick fixes, the Home Secretary said that she would seek to reform the modern slavery laws, which she claimed had been abused by illegal immigrants, including rapists and pedophiles, to launch last-minute claims of asylum to prevent their removal from the country. "The law simply isn't working. It isn't working in the interest of the British people or people who need our help the most. Our laws are being abused. Abused by people smugglers and criminals peddling false promises, and abused by multiple and meritless last-minute claims. Abused by tactics by specialist, small boat-chasing law firms. This cannot continue." Therefore, she committed to introducing legislation to prevent illegal migrants from claiming asylum in Britain, saying that if anyone enters the country illegally, they should be swiftly returned to their home country or relocated to Rwanda. Proudly declaring that she loves Britain, Braverman said that she rejects the leftist argument that it is hypocritical for someone with her ethnic background to tell these truths, noting that her parents came to the UK legally and embraced British values. "I fear that we are losing sight of the core values and culture that made Britain great," she said. "The unexamined drive towards multiculturalism as an end in of itself, combined with the corrosive aspects of identity politics, has led us astray." Braverman was backed by Nigel Farage during the Conservative Party contest to replace Boris Johnson as Prime Minister after she became the only candidate willing to call for the UK to leave the European Court of Human Rights, ECHR, which the country is still bound by despite Brexit, as it is technically a separate institution from the EU, despite being so closely aligned that it shares the same flag, anthem, and even building complex in Strasbourg as the Bloc. The ECHR controversially intervened to stop a flight of several illegal migrants from being removed from the country to Rwanda, which the previous Home Secretary, Priti Patel, had signed a deal with to house illegals while their asylum claims were processed. By a closed process, with an unnamed judge, without any representation by the UK, a European court overrode our Supreme Court. "We need to take back control," Braverman said on Tuesday. The Rwanda scheme has not only been challenged in Europe, with pro-mass migration activists launching legal battles within the British judiciary to derail the plan as well. A decision from the High Court is expected in November. However, should the UK still remain a part of the ECHR, the plan could once again face appeals at the international level. A move to prohibit migrants from claiming asylum after illegally entering the country would likely be popular with the public, with a poll last year finding that 61% of Britons would support such a measure compared to just 21%. The red meat for the base from Braverman may prove as a necessary relief for the recently installed Liz Truss administration has floundered and flip-flopped on the issue of taxation during the cost-of-living crisis. It remains to be seen, however, if such a move will do anything to slow the record numbers of illegals crossing the English Channel, with over 30,000 crossing so far this year, more than the total for the entirety of last year. On Monday, a further 541 illegals in 7 boats were brought ashore. The governing Conservative Party does not have a stellar record on removing failed asylum seekers either, with a report from the Oxford Migration Observatory in June finding that 91% of failed asylum seekers were not deported by the government in 2020. With just 314 of the 3,632 failed asylum seekers actually being removed from the country. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.